Hope everybody is doing their best right now as we're going through this crazy time in our world. I'm Tony Bruschi, host of Real Ghost Stories Online. Wanted to invite you and let you know about our other brand new podcast that we just launched, Help Kill the Time for You. It's called The Dark Side of Wikipedia. It's about true crime and dark history. We dive into some of the strangest, most disturbed minds and experiences from our history and examine their story, their Wikipedia entry, and then discuss the cases, the individuals, and the psychology of the events as we go through each and every story. Some of our first episodes include Ed Gein, the BTK killer, the New London school explosion, Amityville murders, Richard Speck, Amelia Dyer, the General Slocum disaster, Jeffrey Dahmer, and more. New episodes every single week. Check out Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search it. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. It's available now with new episodes every single week. Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search and subscribe today and stay safe out there. Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Raycon. Now is the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/ghost. That's buyraycon.com/ghost for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/ghost. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, can a car be haunted? And if so, what does the spirit want? Especially if it could put your life at risk.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Or, of course, you can always write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you really like the show and you want a bunch of free content and a bunch of extra content, and then some, and an audiobook, and an ebook, and a whole bunch of other stuff, become a supporter of our show. That's what we call an EPP, an extra podcast person. $5 a month is all it is. You get all that stuff. The ebook, the audiobook, that right there is like a $30 value if you're to get it through Amazon or Audible. Both bestsellers over there, and you get it for free when you become a supporter of the show at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We greatly appreciate the support. It's Tony and Carol Hughes joining us today. And how are you, Miss Carol?
I'm excited, Tony.
I am too.
I'm very excited.
And there's another person that's going to be joining us. I didn't want to, like, burst that's the so bubble really immediately. Excited. So.
Okay, then I'm great. How are you? I'm so good tonight. Everything's great. I'm having skin cancer surgery this week. So what could be better?
Exactly.
Sunscreen, people, sunscreen.
So we do have another guest on the show tonight. And this is even in relation to a story that that you had shared the other week on the show, Carol. Right. I'll let you take it from here and introduce our guest. And go ahead.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I was talking to my niece, Caitlin, about her haunted Jeep. It's her haunted car. And so Kate and I were talking right before you and I did the episode, and I shared the story with everyone that night. So it's my version of Kate's story. But tonight, we have Kate on with us. Now, I'm in Kansas. Tony's in Arkansas, Kate's in Nashville tonight, so we're kind of all over the country. But Caitlin, I'm so happy that you're here to share this story.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me on, Aunt Carol, and of course, Tony.
Sure. So, Kate, I mean, take us way back on this story. Take us back to the beginning of your interaction with the car, or if there's anything even before that, if there's a prequel to the story.
There is a prequel that we thought about tonight that I didn't share.
Oh.
Yes, it is. Just this evening we began to connect the dots, you know, and put two and two together.
Okay.
On my history with this vehicle, but the first, it's a 2015 Jeep Patriot. I bought it new in 2015. I hadn't had any strange experiences with it until I'd say about a year ago was my first.
What happened?
Well, I was driving to Kentucky for work. And as soon as I pulled into Louisville, where I had a meeting, a strange noise came out of the back. And I was like, oh, shoot, it sounds like a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled over at a gas station. Sure enough, it was quite flat. So I thought, well, maybe I can get enough air in it to at least fill it up enough to like get to my next meeting. And then I'll figure out about getting it patched or whatever I needed to do. So, as I'm filling up my tire with air, and I would love to preface this by saying I'm not a rookie at filling up a tire with air. This is not a complicated process. I've done it many times, but something very strange happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that my tires take about 32 PSI. So I'm filling it up and it gets to about 20 or so. So still pretty low. And it makes this strange noise, like a zipper almost. And something in me said, like, stand up immediately. Something's wrong. And I did. And the tire exploded.
It exploded.
Completely exploded. And thankfully I stood up because it hit my leg and my leg was the pressure from it hit my leg and it was like black and blue several days.
The thing is, an exploding tire is a very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
It is.
And with it not being overpressured,
no.
That's the thing. I mean,
not even close.
No, I mean, how would that, I mean, I could see, you know, if it just kind of, you know, it was like, is rusted or not rusted, but the rubber maybe cracked a bit or something and it would just kind of deteriorate, but explode. I mean, that takes pressure.
Right. And I, of course, did a Google search as one does. And it just revealed to me like a bunch of obituaries and like, decapitated persons.
God.
It was awful. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really dangerous. And like I said, I mean, it turned my leg black and blue and it sounded like a gunshot when it happened.
Yeah.
You know, it was very, very frightening.
Wow.
So that's a pretty dangerous vehicle right there.
Okay.
I guess so. Yeah. And that was the dot that I didn't connect until Carol and I were talking about it later this evening.
Okay.
Now, but, so,
and I want, I think we should go back to we'll visit the prequel after we get to the rest of the story.
Right.
I'm curious. So you had that experience with the car and the tire blowing up. Is anything going through? Are you thinking anything paranormal or just, well, that was a real shitty, weird tire?
No, I never thought anything paranormal.
Okay.
So, I thought, this is weird.
Sure.
It must have been a faulty tire.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, should I look into suing someone to get some money? But I was not thinking paranormal activity.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, one would just think, yes, weird, but continue on with the story of the car where events continue to unfold.
Yeah. So time went by. Nothing strange happened. However, recently, in the time span of 3 days, I had three odd events.
Mm-hmm.
So the first event was one morning I went out for my car and I discovered that someone had gone through it, you know, like everything had been pulled out of the glove compartment, I had some clothes in the backseat, they were thrown around and things were just strewn about. It seemed to me like, oh, some kids went through looking for something, you know, to take, but nothing had been taken. I have a spare driver's license. I didn't have really anything of value, but I did have, like, you know, an iPhone charger, things like that. Mm-hmm. You would think someone would grab those.
Sure.
If they were breaking in. And I thought, I was pretty certain that I had locked the car because I'm diligent about doing so. Mm-hmm. So the next day, you know, when I discover all this, I'm looking at the camera, and the camera picks up everything from, like, animals in the dark. So I thought, that's kind of weird that it wouldn't pick up, like, someone creeping up and getting into my vehicle.
Yeah.
You know,
but I thought, you'd see the door open.
Right. You would think. So anyway, the next day I was super diligent about making sure my car was locked because of what had happened. Mm-hmm. So the following morning, this would be the morning after the second night, I go out and my car was cleaned.
Like, that's weird.
The seats had been down in the back. They had been lifted up. Things had been... Now, I put some things back in the glove compartment and whatever.
Yeah.
But things were tidy, much tidier than I had left them. So I thought, perhaps, you know, my friends, like, played a trick on me or something, and they deny. And they were, I believe them in that. I think they were very genuine. So again, check the cameras. Absolutely nothing.
And if they're cleaning your car, you would see the door open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think.
It's just such a bizarre thing to have happen in the of all things. It's like, well, you know, things were strewn about, or new objects were there, or objects were missing. Not Danny Tanner showed up and cleaned the car. It's just, it's wow. Yeah. Well,
and Tony and I have talked about that before. Like, I'm like, man, if I had a ghost, I want one that cleans my house. Until I heard this story, and I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want any of that shit.
Yeah.
don't come in and clean my house. That's just as creepy as tearing this shit up.
Yeah.
It's a little unsettling for sure.
I mean, right? So when you have all these things happening in the car, and you're getting it cleaned and vacuumed, and did they
yeah, kind of odd.
Yes. Is there any new scents in the car? Like, did they do, like, new car scent or anything, or okay. Bubble
no,
gum?
No, they did not. No, go okay. That far.
That's disappointing. That would have. I'd give them a little more credit if they would have done that. But back to our ghost stories in just a second. First, our supporter today, need to thank them, Raycon. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, whatever it is you're listening to, you want it to be what you're listening to, not what your neighbors, your kids, or whoever is listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. And before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you got to check out the earbuds from Raycon. I was blown away by these things. You already know Raycon earbuds. They start at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And they sound just as amazing as the other top audio brands that are out there. In my personal opinion, I think they sound better. And this newest model they got that they sent to me and Jen, Everyday E25 earbuds. That's what they're called. They are the best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, more compact design, gives you a nice noise isolating fit. I can't tell you, I have never had an earbud that fit as well as this. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for conference calls, binge podcasting, going for walks. That's what I like to do. There's a really neat kind of haunted battlefield near here that I like to walk around, and I put my earbuds in and I just kind of enjoy it. It's great. I put them in when I'm mowing the lawn too. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are stylish and very discreet. No dangling wires or stems to distract anybody during a video call, and that we're doing all that. Check it out for yourself. A lot of celebrities behind this too. Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy. A lot of folks are just obsessed with Raycons because they're so darn good. Now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon and get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/ghost. That's buyraycon.com/ghost for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/ghost. So what's going through your mind when this is happening? Are you thinking paranormal? Are you thinking homeless person that doesn't want to get caught? Are you thinking stalker that's really weird? What's going through your mind?
Yeah, okay. So at this point, I'm still just like, okay, it has to be the cameras aren't picking up anything. This has to just be some neighborhood kids running around looking for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it was strange that my car was clean, but I was like, maybe they came back to be like, oh, the car hasn't really moved, so I'll clean it up. Maybe no one will notice we went through it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had not thought paranormal.
No. That's so bizarre. So you have that happen with the car and then continue on.
Okay, so then the third night, the following day,
mm-hmm.
I decide to go make a little errand run to the liquor store to buy miniature bottles of vodka for a piñata for a birthday party. And as I'm leaving the liquor store, now this particular liquor store is, I do think that this is relevant today, but it is connected to a grocery store, a Kroger, like in a strip mall. So as I'm leaving, I get in my vehicle, and the particular Jeep that I have is very basic. It doesn't have any fancy features. It doesn't even have a backup camera. Okay. So I'm very diligent about looking in my rearview mirrors while I'm backing up, my side mirrors and everything. So as I'm backing up, and I'm looking at my mirrors, and I'm backing up pretty slowly, I hit something like, and I was not going very fast, you know, I just slowly backing up. I hit something so hard, it shakes my car, and my taillight just completely shatters. And in my mind, I'm like, if I didn't see something in my mirrors, it must have been something really low to the ground. Like, oh my God, did I hit a child?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I immediately like pull it quickly back into the spot. So maybe a second or two, put it in park, hop out. I was out of my car within 5 seconds at the very most. I hop out. I'm looking around. There's nothing there. Nothing.
Which is so strange, because I would do the same thing if I didn't see it in my mirrors.
Yeah.
I would immediately think child.
Right.
Like, that would scare the shit out of me. I would get out of my car so fast because, or a animal or, but hitting that hard that it busted out your back tail light,
mm-hmm.
like that's something hard.
It did. And it messed up, my bumper and then also like the side panel. So I hit something really hard and I was not going fast.
And it was like you hit another car or something right. like that.
Was- so I, of course, I'm like looking around. There's nothing. Also, it's basically a grocery store parking lot that they're very wide aisles. So they give you plenty of room to back out. It's not like it was a tight squeeze and maybe I accidentally went way too far. And, you know, I'm looking at all of the vehicles around and parked on the opposite aisle. They're off, they're unoccupied and fine. I obviously did not hit any of them.
And even if you would have hit one of them, mm-hmm. the damage from your tail light would have been next to the car
yeah.
that you hit. But it wasn't. Right. The damage was right. Like the broken pieces were right in between.
In the middle of the aisle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she immediately took pictures.
Yeah.
I
shared with Tony.
Yeah. I saw them. And it looks like, you know, it looks almost as if a pole were there or another object yeah. of some sort that was there. But there's obviously nothing there. And the frequency as to which you stopped and got out of the car, you would have seen anything going in any direction. And then it would have stood out.
Of course. And yes. Yeah, so when I got out, I'm like, okay, obviously I didn't hit, you know, a kid. I'm like, but there's no sign of impact from anything else. Like yeah. there's no other pieces of metal from something else. And I was like, okay, was it potentially a grocery cart, you know, and yeah. I'm looking in both directions. If I hit a cart which is on wheels, you know, and it went flying off, you'd think that I would see that.
Sure.
I didn't see anything somewhere like that.
Super weird.
And looking at the damage on that picture, I would consider a cart, sure, because nothing else seems to make sense. But, I mean, the damage looks like it'd be far greater than even a cart would have done. Let me ask you.
It's like a car.
It does. Because there's like a scrape mark there almost on like the bumper area.
Yeah, totally.
And you would have seen a car like, yeah, and as fast as you would have jumped out, like, oh, shit. Like when something like that happens,
yeah,
mm-hmm, you would have seen the car taken off and it would have pissed you off because totally, it's like, uninsured driver.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and I got a quote and it was $1,700 worth of damage. So it wasn't like a minor scrape. It's decent.
It is. You know? Yeah. That's a lot. The side where the tire exploded, I'm just curious, is this the same corner of the car that you were you had the accident the other day, or where something hit the car?
You know what? That's a great question. It is not.
Okay.
It is still the backside, mm-hmm, but the tire that exploded was the back passenger side, and the accident that happened recently was the back driver's side.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. One other question before you continue on. Did you ever like take a look at, for what it's worth, like the car history report or anything like that? If it had been involved in any sort of accidents or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I bought it new in 2015. Oh,
yeah, you said that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. That's just,
you know, right. It's all weird. One other thing to note, and this is me just being like a little bit hippy dippy and annoying. A little tidbit that I failed to mention in the story when I told it, yeah, is that the night before the accident was a full moon, and I like to have crystals around for protective purposes, and I have crystals in my car, like a rose quartz and amethyst and whatnot. And I took them out of the vehicle to charge them under the full moon. And I hadn't put them back in. And that's when it happened. I had not yet put the crystals back in the car. And it was a full moon. I think it's all.
Kate, they were in there when the ghost broke in and then the ghost came up, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they were. Yes. But then the accident, they were not.
Yeah.
I don't think that has a connection.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, okay.
But I think it's nice that you like the crystals. Like, I'm totally down with that. But I don't think it's connected.
You see, this is why I love my Aunt Carol, because she's always calling me out for my silly behavior.
So, I just tell her the way it is. Like, I love that you have crystals, but I don't think they're responsible for the accident.
That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. Yeah, I mean, your car is haunted as shit with evil spirits, but the crystals, nothing to do with it. Not at all.
Oh,
so did anything? Okay. I that was the last I had heard of the story was right there, was the invisible shopping cart or whatever it was incident. Had anything else happened with the car before you saying I'm done with this car?
Oh no, that was it. I said, okay, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. I'm out. Okay. Bye.
So she bought
it. I still have the car. I'm, you know, selling it's like a process and stuff, but I got a new car.
Okay. So
yeah, she hated it so much. Like, it creeped her out so much. She got a new car.
Such a weird feeling. I was like, I don't even want to drive this anymore.
She's painted a crucifix on the hood. And
basically, yes. That's
why, hence having a problem selling it. That's why it's impossible. It's like,
people are a little weirded out with the goat ears that you've attached to the mirrors. That's bit
much. Do I have to like disclose that when I'm putting it up on Auto Trader?
I don't think so. That someone died in it only.
You might have to explain all of the crucifixes that you have super glued all over the outside of it.
Yeah. Why is it that I can't touch the car and cross this circle of salt that you've put on the ground? This is a little this is a little much, you know. Carfax checks out, but I don't know about the circle of salt. This is not what they would do at the Saturn dealership.
Okay, you have a one-car garage at your house, mm-hmm, and then you can park out back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you parking the new vehicle in the garage in the haunted demonic vehicle? is in the parking lot?
Correct, yes.
Good, because the way her condo is, it's like the garage is on the low floor. There's a door right there, and you walk right into her house. And, it's an attached garage, but on the main floor, and then it's a three-story condo. So it's really adorable, Kate. I love your house.
So the demon car can stay outside of the structure then?
Yeah, the demon car is not allowed in my house. That's whatsoever good. Anymore.
Okay. So here's a question I have about that. Now, if I was to sell a house and it's haunted, you don't have to disclose that, but you do have to disclose if somebody was murdered in it or something like that.
Anybody dying in the house?
I think so. I had a conversation with this the other day with girl Audrey Fletcher. You might know Fletcher,
Yes.
We discussed it, and he said you definitely have to disclose if someone has been murdered in your house or died in your house. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I know it well, because every house, and as you know, we've done a little house hunting in the last one year. I'm on third house in a year. As we go and looked at houses, anyone that was considered, Jen was on her phone at diedinhouse.com. I think that's the website. It's not an advertisement, but you can have a subscription, and I think she has like a lifetime membership. And you can put an address into it. And it will tell you if anyone has died on the property that you're searching for. Because, you're at the mercy a lot of times just of the real estate agent saying, yes, someone died here, or no, they didn't, or I have no idea, and skirting the thing. This actually, because that sort of stuff is documented in governmental records. And that is the way to check it. So, or it's a big scam and a lot of people are paying for some random engine to say, yes, someone died there.
That's amazing. What about if your car is haunted?
That I don't think. I think the only thing has to be that, like, if there's an accident involved, sure. But I don't know if there's an accident involved.
You don't have
involved,
to say that you hit a ghost vehicle.
No. No, you wouldn't have to say that. And I think, like, a headlight doesn't count as an accident. It's something that would have to be reported, on a documented history of the car.
That it was a ghost that caused
it. No, especially not that. But what I'm wondering is, what about an accident car where, let's say, for whatever, somebody died, they had a heart attack in the car, and, they hit a post, but the car is like in relatively good shape and it could be reused and resold. Yes, you could say was involved in accident, but rehabilitated. But do you have to list that a human being died in the car? Regardless of whether it was from the accident or not.
I would want to know.
Yeah, I would too.
Like, I wouldn't want to buy a car that somebody died in.
Well, I'm about to blow your mind on another thing. Do you remember?
What? Shit.
Take a puff, everybody. Ready? Okay. One, two, three. No. Okay. Here's the thing. There's been reports over the years of airliners that, because obviously airplane parts not cheap, especially the big ones. There's some famous cases where parts have been used off of planes that have been involved in accidents that were able to land, but did have fatalities on board, and various things. And they just took the usable parts off some of those planes and used them as spare parts on others. And there's been reports of some of those planes being haunted. Now, here's the connection with the automobiles. A lot of folks, if you're buying a aftermarket part or something, it's taken off of a vehicle that, is totaled. But there's all these parts that you can get. And some of those vehicles that are totaled certainly were involved in fatalities. And how often when you get an aftermarket part, could it have been involved in a fatality accident where somebody did die in that vehicle? Same sort of, vessel that's haunted concept.
Mm-hmm. So, Kate, there wasn't anything. I mean, the tire that blew up, that was the original tire.
Correct. So that,
but you didn't have anything. There was no damage or anything replaced on your car, was there?
No.
No. Mm-mm. My theory doesn't work in her story.
See, okay, so a little bit of backstory on Kate. So Kathy, my sister, has been on the show before a few times. Kate is Kathy's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So when they lived, when Kathy bought the building, that was the funeral home. And they lived in it there, and we've talked about it. And we even did an episode with my nephew, who lives there now. Mm-hmm. We did an episode from that apartment.
Yep.
Kate used to live there.
Okay.
So Kate's got a little history. The funny, not funny thing is, like, when she was a kid, how old were you, Kate, when we attempted to watch an Amityville Horror, 13-ish? And then it was like, Kate's like, she was 13 and staying with me. Maybe you're 12, something like that. And she's like, I can't sleep by myself. So then when Kathy says she's going to buy this funeral home building built in, what, 1880-something?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know your daughter can't even watch the Amityville Horror. Like, don't do this to her.
I couldn't
she's
sleep.
14.
After that movie, I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks, minimum. It was awful.
I tried to take her mind off of it by showing her like Reefer Madness and stuff, so we could have a about drug abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely worked as it should have. But
you're welcome, hon.
I get very, very creeped out by things, anything paranormal. Like Tony, I think the world of you, you've created a great online world, but I get so scared by paranormal anything that I can't listen to your show. No offense. I get so creeped out by the smallest inkling of things. That's why, you know, with the vehicle, I'm like, I can't do this. No, vehicle is not mine anymore. It's done.
Well, do you think you have, things that happened, I think a lot of people will be saying what you're saying. I'm done with this car, paranormal or not. But do you think you have an intuition or a sense about you two that you can say, I'm done with this car, not only because it's bad luck, quote unquote, but right. I'm feeling something else here too.
No, exactly. And you asked me, you know, the second night after the second incident, the second day, if I had any inklings, and I was like, no, it just was weird. Mm-hmm. And that third day it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, something is not right. Something doesn't feel right. It's creepy. I don't know what it is. I just have this feeling and I'm done. I'm out.
But I think the first two incidents were really odd because where her car was parked outside, the camera was right on her car.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and in your driveway, you can see, you know, it's a wide enough shot that even if someone was creeping in the other side, you know, if the camera was kind of angled.
Yeah.
You can see a shadow of somebody in it.
Well, and we asked the neighbors, hey, have you seen anything on your cameras? Yeah. Because something happened. Someone went through my car. Mm-hmm. So the neighbors were like, no, nothing popped up on ours at all. We just watched them. And it wasn't just a Ring camera. It was like a Ring camera plus the security system cameras plus the neighbors. And none of those cameras picked anything up.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's just what makes it something that has to be paranormal. You can't explain that part of it. Now, so take us to the prequel. Take us to the full circle here and this revelation that you guys have had or addition to the story.
So then Carol and I tonight, when we were discussing this and the strangeness with my vehicle, we were talking to my brother and he brought up, oh, is this the same car that tried to kill you? Ha 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 ha. And I'm like, oh my God, yes.
The look on her face, because we were on a Zoom meeting, the look on her face was like, oh my God, it did try to kill me. So it was kind of funny for me, because Kate had told me about the breaking in and then about the cleaning up, which was weird. And I'm like, did the guilty party just feel so bad they broke into your car? They broke back in to clean it up? Like, who does that?
Yeah.
You know, what crackhead thinks about that? And so then it was the third day, like she blew up my phone. It was text after text after text. And here's evidence. Here's this photographic evidence that there was nothing there. So I think that then last week, I texted her and she's like, I'm in, where were you, Atlanta or someplace?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing in Atlanta? And she goes, I'm buying a new car. So I'm like, will you be on the show with us?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah. In the end, any ideas, what, why, any feelings on suspicions or anything? You know, it's just completely conjecture and just opinion.
I have no idea. I had a very weird feeling about the way everything went down. It doesn't seem right to me. Mm-hmm. And like I said, as soon as that third day, I was like, I'm done. Something is not right. My car is haunted. It was like as clear in my mind that that's what the deal was, yeah, as, you know, my name is Caitlin Gordon. It was that clear. Like, hey, my car is haunted. So I would love to know any other thoughts, opinions, ideas, stories, anything like that that's happened to anyone else regarding haunted vehicles.
Yeah, anybody who's listening who wants to comment on that, comment on the Real Ghost Stories Online Facebook page for this episode, and it'd be real interesting to hear opinions about that. If we had the ability, if you had the ability, having someone who's, you know, sensitive with objects just walking over and just, you know, essentially giving the car a reading, but you know, just saying, I'd be curious if we didn't tell them anything. It's like, we're going to this parking lot. You know that would just be so interesting. But
we gotta... I have one quick question about this. Something that just popped into my head, because we've talked about this before. Like, Jen likes to go antiquing, but also gets weird feelings about things.
Yeah.
And I don't like when somebody gave me this Abe Lincoln bust, I had kind of this, like, I love it, it's super cool, but where did it come from? Kind of uneasiness about it. Had you picked up anything unusual and taken it home, or you hauled something for somebody? Was there anything weird in your car?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I do feel sensitivity to certain objects sometimes. Like, I feel like things just have energy in them. Sometimes it's good energy and sometimes it's bad energy. And I get creeped out by things and I can't necessarily explain why. That said, I don't think I've had anything in my car recently other than curtains that I didn't like that I was taking to return.
Well, that obviously is it. It's damn curtains.
It was probably the curtain.
90% of the shit at TJ Maxx is haunted. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll guarantee she got him at Target. Yeah.
That too.
They're not good is because somebody else returned them that had been in a very haunted house.
Yeah. I've never thought of that concept other than antique stores, but returns. Yeah. That's next time you go to the discount bin, just think this might've been in Amityville, you know? Yeah. It'll be something horrible.
It's on the clearance rack. Yeah. Why?
Wow. Well, Caitlin, thank you for taking the time tonight to come on the show and share your story with us. We greatly, greatly appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
All right.
Love you, Kate.
I love you, Carol Hugh.
That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, like I said, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, EPP, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and everyone at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.